Oh, Brashear's getting ready for their home opener here in softball and baseball, I guess. Fall ball. First home game. Softball players have already been warmed up. They went to Scotland County Tuesday evening and got beat in 11 innings. A long night for them. Then they played a junior varsity game after that. This is the home opener, though. They're going to face the Lincoln County Mustangs. Scudder is going to pitch for the Tigers. Clarkson's behind the plate. First base is Andrew Reeves. Second, Taylor Kelsey. Shortstop, Kimberly Elsie's playing. Third base, Shannon Rusk. Left field, Amanda Mills. Center field, Jesse Hill. Right field is Alexis Harrelson. Scudder's finished with their warm-up pitches. Plate's being dusted off. Brand new home plate, breaking it in tonight. As the batter steps in, here we go. Not working with players' names yet for Lincoln County, so I'll just refer to them by number. 26 for Lincoln County takes a strike by Scudder right down the middle. Good pitch by Scudder. I believe it was the fastball to start off with. Got it again, fouled down the right field line, and Reeves hauls it in just in front of the base. Quick out here by the Tigers. I think they could take that all night, especially in the heat. Foul ball by 25 for Lincoln County. Steps out, takes some signs from the coach, steps back in. Now is ready for the pitch. Scudder doesn't mess around out there on the mound. She whips him in fast. She brought another one in. It was also a strike, 0-2. This time the hitter puts it down the right field line again. Harrelson's out there and hauls it in. This one was quite a bit deeper. It got into the grass for the Lincoln County Mustangs, but Harrelson was there to haul it in, two outs. I'd say she's only at about six or eight pitches so far, and she's got two outs already. That's not bad. Lefty now for the Mustangs, number 23. Takes the ball inside, gets past Clarkson. Batter calls time, steps back in, now ready to go again. Scudder floats it down the outside of the plate, strike one. 1-1. Pitch on the way, just inside again. Looks like the same pitch as the first pitch of the at-bat. Also got away from Clarkson. I don't know if that's a regular thing or not. 2-1's a count. Same thing, inside and gets away from Clarkson. I don't know if Clarkson's having trouble picking up that pitch and can't catch it or what the problem is, but 3-1, she brings another fastball. This time it's just outside on the outside part of the plate. Ball four. So they got a runner on first, two out, and 31 steps in. Right-handed batter for Lincoln County. Shows bunt, pulls it back. Strike. Clarkson throws her out at second anyway. Nice play by Clarkson. Way to be on top of things. So after the top half of the first inning, it's nothing. Tigers were able to hold them. Now let's see if they can get the bats out and rattle them a little. Looks like number 30 is going to be pitching for Lincoln County, at least to start things off with. She'll have a couple more warm-up pitches, and then we're off to the bottom half of the first inning. Jesse Hill will lead things off for the Lady Tigers. Hill walks into the box, and we're ready to start the bottom half of inning number one. First pitch on the way, strike on the inside part of the corner. Hill took that one looking. Takes some cues from the coach and steps back in, ready to go. In county pitcher delivers just a bit high on the outside part of the plate. Ball one. One and one's a count. Pitcher for Lincoln County has a longer windup than Scudder does, but still gets it in there relatively quickly. Second strike was looked like a sinker. Hill swung over the top of it. One and two is the count. Pitch number four is high and inside. Ball two. Two and two is the count. Nobody out. Hill's ready to get on base for the Tigers. She has good speed. Fouls one back. Count remains two and two. She's just trying to foul off the pitches she doesn't like, put one that she does in play. And she takes ball three here, working a good at bat. That's what the old-time leadoff hitters, that was their job, see as many pitches as they could in that at bat, tell the other players what the pitcher has. He was doing a good job of that. Now finally lines one out to short, picks it off a hop, does the shortstop, throws over and gets Hill by probably half a step. Hill was quick down the line, but shortstop had enough on it to get her out. Batter number two is Elvy for the Tigers. Elvy steps in towards the front end of the plate. Fouls one straight back. Straight back over the backstop. She's going to step in and try to do a little better this time. Her bat was right on it, just in the right area, just a little low. Does the same thing again. Needs to get that bat up just a little, and she'll make great contact. Put it out between the left and center fielder. Center fielder for Lynn County is shading to the right side of the outfield. Also a big hole down the left field line. Boy, and as I said that, she hit one down the left field line, just went foul, probably by 2 feet. I bet there's not as big a hole down the line now. 0-2's the count. Elsie's made contact on every pitch so far, but hadn't been able to keep it between the lines. One out for the Tigers. That's ball one. Bounced in about 10 feet in front of the plate. Elsie steps in for ball two. Two and two. Elsie's working a good count here, just like Hill did. We hope Elsie does a little better, though. We want her on. Another play with good speed for the Lady Tigers. This time she fouls it back. It's not as far. And we'll redo that pitch. Two and two. One out, bottom of the first. Nothing's your score. Elsie steps in. She stays a lot farther up than any of the other players have so far, and she fouls it straight back again. I'm thinking that's five foul balls so far by Elsie. I'm pretty sure she's had five foul balls, four of them been straight back over the backstop. And she's done such a good job of fouling them off, umpire doesn't have any balls left. Here they got one. Some gracious fan threw one back over. They used to have a policy if you take those foul balls up to the concession stand, you get a free pop. I'd be one to go back up there and get my free pop. Hey, Elsie smacks a deep one up to the left. And just that hole I was talking about earlier between left and center. Center fielder tried to get in it. It was hit towards left center. If the center fielder had been playing straight up the middle, she would have caught it, but because she was shading a little to the right, it fell right in front of her. She tried to catch it off the edge of the infield. So Elsie reaches with a single, a Scudder steps in. Pitches inside for ball one. Elsie almost got caught off the base a little too far. She got back, though. Scudder takes pitch two. A little high, maybe, but it was right down the middle of the plate. Strike one. Scudder fouls one off. Straight over the backstop. Off to the right a little. Hit the shed for Brashear. Sam Smith throws the ball back in. He's a head ball corraler here, Brashear. One and two is count now on Scudder. Takes the ball high. Now they throw down Elsie. Elsie wanders pretty far off that old base. she was probably a good 10 to 15 feet off at one point, but she worked her way back on without getting picked off. Ooh, Scudder got hit right in the left foot. It didn't sound too good. I bet you could hear it there at home. But it does put her on base. It's first and second, one out, and Rusk steps up. Scudder is going to go take a seat and get prepared to pitch in the second inning, and Ashley Collop's going to come in and run for her. Rusk is ready now. She steps in. She steps way towards the front of the box, shows bunt, offers at it, and cannot lay it down. Oh, that hurts. It was a beautiful pitch to bunt, too. She just flat out missed it. She's going to try again. Not as far up in the box this time, and she's ready. She still shows bunt, now pulls back and swings and misses. 0-2. These first two strikes haven't been as pretty as all the other batters. They've been fighting. Yeah, she's ready again here. Pitches in right down the first baseline, and it falls foul just before it gets to the base. I'll tell you how close it was. In softball, they have the safety base with the orange on one side and the white for the field of play for the first baseman. It hit the orange and almost the middle of the orange, but it was foul. So Rusk is going to tie her shoe here and get ready for another pitch. 0-2 still. She takes ball one inside. Elsie keeps flirting with third base again. She gets halfway to third base, but hasn't drawn a throw down. In fact, nobody ever gets to second. I guess that's why she can. Russ fouls one off her left foot. Shakes it off, gets back in, ready for another pitch. 1-2 is the count. She pokes it into right field. Right fielder comes in and drops it. Elsie and Collop had to go back to make sure it wasn't caught, and so neither of them could score on that, and so bases are loaded as Elsie drifted a little too far off third again and drew a three from the catcher, but got back in safe. She's a very risky base runner. So with one out for the Lady Tigers, Reeves steps in with the bases loaded, takes pitch one outside, ball. Elsie just about got picked off again. She got way too far off the base, and the throw was right there. It met her at the base at the same time. Tie goes to the runner, and I'd say that's what the umpire based his decision on there, because it was a dead heat. I think I'd tell Elsie to stay a little closer to the base. Reese has good power. She can get her in. Reese smacks one down the left field line. It's going to be foul, and it's going to be caught. It hung up enough. Elsie's going to tag and score. 1-0 Tigers. Good hit by Andrea. Couldn't stay fair, but it didn't matter. It was enough to score the runner deep down the left field line in softball, of course. It was well into the grass. So with two outs, there's runners on first and second, and Clarkson walks up for the plate. I believe it's Collop on second and Rusk on first. Clarkson at the plate, 1-0 Tigers. Bottom of the first, two outs. Inside pitch, almost hit her at the elbows. Ball one. Clarkson steps up to the plate. She straddles the plate when she swings, and she lines it to third baseman, fielded off a hop, tossed over to first base, and had her by plenty. So after one, Tigers lead it 1-0. Offense for the Tigers has looked pretty impressive so far. They've been able to reach base. The only trouble they've had is getting them in. Reeves has the only RBI of the game. On the defensive side, the Tigers have looked spectacular. Scudder gave up a walk in the first. That's the only runner that's reached. All things considered, she's looked great. Yeah, and I guess it's only been one inning, but yeah, you can never be too optimistic. Scudder's drawn down on her warm-up pitches. I believe she has two left. Make that one. We're ready to start the top half of the second inning. And for Linn County, they're going to bring up number 31. Right-handed batter for the Mustangs. Clarkson sets up high, and that's exactly where Scudder delivers it, right down the middle, strike one. Tough pitch to take, but 31 managed to do so, and the second one she couldn't lay off. Swung and a miss, strike two. Pitch number three is just a little inside, ball one. One and two, Scudder delivers the next pitch. Swung on and missed. 31 goes down on strikes. Next victim is number 30. I believe she's the pitcher for the Mustangs. She'll step in after she takes some instruction from the third base coach. Calls for time. Straddles the base with her stance. Scudder pours one in there. It's ripped back up the middle, just on the other side of the second baseman, Haley Kelsey. And so the pitcher reaches. Strays a little off base. Elsie checks her with a throw, but she makes it back in time. So one out, one runner on first, and number 35 steps in for the Mustangs. She is a lefty. Scudder looks in, takes a sign, delivers, offers that a bunt, throws down, and she is safe. Ooh. The throw was there. Elsie brought the tag down. I don't know if the runner's foot hit the base first or not. It was a bam-bam play. And ump says it's a stolen base for number 30. So, one runner on second, one out, hit back up the middle. This time Kelsey gets to it, but cannot get the throw over to first in time. So, 35 reaches on a single. Runners at first and third, one out. Tigers are in... kind of in a bind here early in the second inning here. Number 20 steps in for the Mustangs. Chokes up on the bat. Levels the swing out down the right field line. This is going to score one. Runner from first advances to third. Runner from first advances to second on a throw by Reeves to third to check the runner. So maybe a little decision problems out in the field for the Tigers. That's the Mustangs have second and third with only one out and a tie score now. 28 comes in for the Mustangs to bat up in the front of the box. Lays down a good bunt. The squeeze play is going to be no good. However, oh, my, what a play by Ashley Clarkson checking the runner. Checking the runner. She tagged the gal out at third. Then Shayna threw over Chanoreska. Third baseman threw over to first base as the bunter had strayed off of first base trying to get to second on the throw down from third. She got too far off and trying to get back. Reeves was able to tag her out. So a fortunate double play for the Tigers. I'd say a lot more luck there than skill, but hey, who's complaining? After 1.5, it's 1-1. All knotted up. Well, we're waiting here. Couple of the warm-up pitches left for Linn County, and Tigers are going to send out, looks like Amanda Mills is going to bat for the Tigers to lead things off in the bottom of the second. 1-1 tie. I expect the Tigers to be able to put some runs up, especially the way they batted off of this pitcher for Linn County in the first inning. They were able to, I'd say, I'm not exactly for sure, but I think there was at least four runners to reach base last inning. So that's a positive note for the Tigers batting. And the one RBI didn't come off a hit. It was off a sack fly from Reeves. So the Tigers can definitely hit this girl. It's just a matter of being able to put together a few timely ones to get runs in. Mill steps in for pitch number one, a little tardy on the swing, and it's fouled down the right side, just a little in front of the batter's box. One, nobody out. Bottom of the second inning. Pitch number two's in there. Ball inside and low. 1-1's the count. Mills takes some instruction from third base coach, steps back in, swings late again. 1-2's the count now. Mills should either speed up or swing, choke up, or scoot back in the batter's box. She's fairly far up in the box, and that causes her to be a little slow on the reaction time and swing. Took ball two. Gets in, set for the 2-2 pitch, and swings late again. Strike three. She goes down on strike. I believe that's the first strikeout for Linn County tonight. As Harrelson walks up. She steps in fairly far up in the box as well. Takes strike one right down the middle. Scoots up on the plate again. Here she goes. Swings late on the pitch again. Tigers, I believe, need to scoot back in the box. If they're consistently late on the pitch, they need to be back in the box. Got a little more time to react. She takes for her first ball, it was low and in the dirt. Yet she stays high in the box. This one almost hit her. She stepped out of the box by about 3 feet to avoid it. She's pretty agile when it comes to getting out of the way of the pitch, it looks like, especially fastballs. Steps in for the next pitch. Right down the middle, she grounds it right to the first baseman, steps on the bag, she's out. Another problem for the Tigers is hitting them where the defenders aren't. And that time, Harrelson did a poor job of that. She hit her right to the first baseman, didn't have to take a step, except for one to get over to the base and tag her out. Two outs, and Kelsey steps up. Takes ball high and outside. That's tough to do on Kelsey. I'd say she's 6 foot at least. By far the tallest player on the Brashear team. Takes ball inside. At the knees. Kelsey steps in, takes ball high, head high. Like I said, that is pretty high, especially with Kelsey in there. It'd be well over the heads of players like Harrelson who batted before. This one's right down the middle, and Kelsey watched it go through. And 3-1 count on Kelsey. She steps in. Ooh, perhaps a tad high, but the benefit of the doubt went to the pitcher that time. Full count now. I'd say if it's in there now, Kelsey would be willing to swing. Probably been pretty restrictive the past two strikes. This one she's free to go, and she does, and she misses it. Strike three. So after two, the score is 1-1. Tigers unable to get anybody on base that inning. I probably cursed them talking about it. Well, Brashear's ready now. Here finally comes Linn County. They pull out number 21 to bat on the right side of the plate for him. She squares around, shows bunt, fouls it right off the home plate, and it bounces back towards me. Clarkson picks it up, and it's one strike for Scudder and Brashear. 21's way up in the box. She shows bunt. She puts it down this time, and it's going to roll foul. Oh, Clarkson picked it up, opted to throw. Probably should have let it roll foul. It was still spinning. It would have gone foul if she'd let it go. And instead, she picked it up, thinking she could get the runner and wasn't able to do it. Throw was late. Reeves dropped it, but regardless of that, it was not going to be an out. Runner on first now. Nobody out. Left-handed batter number 26 for Linn County Mustangs. She hits it right back up the gut, fielded by Scudder. Scudder throws her out at first. But it was just like a swinging bunt there for number 26. She got the job done, moved the runner over to second. Now for Linn County, number 25. I believe they batted around. I think 25 was their leadoff hitter. She steps in now. One out, runner on second. She smacks one down the left field line. It is deep. It has reached the warning track. She's circling the bases. She's on third. The runner before has already scored. She comes around and will score before the Tigers were able to get it to the end of the dirt. beautiful hit there by number 25, Lace, down the left field line. I mean, she smoked that thing. First pitch from Scudder, deep over the outfield. Tigers find themselves now down 3-1, one out. Wayne County still has the opportunity to add to this. Ball one on number 23, left-handed batter for the Wayne County Mustangs. This one's hit back to Kelsey. Kelsey Fields throws to Reeves. She's out. Two out now for the Tigers. Just trying to douse the fire here and get in to score some runs on their own. 31 comes to plate for Lynn County. She smacks one down the third base side. Fielded by Lesk for Reeves. She's out. The fielding of the Tigers has looked pretty good. The only lapses were, or maybe unnecessary throws that they have. And then the hits over your head by 20 feet are tough to defend. So after 2.5, Tigers are down 2-1. Well, Lynn County's done with their warm-up pitches. We're ready to start the bottom half of the third inning. Hill, the leadoff hitter for the Tigers, comes to the plate. I believe she was unable to reach last time, but had a good at-bat, if I can remember right. So, let's see if she can improve on that and get on this time. Pitch, first pitch is a little high and a little outside, ball one. 1-0 as Hill steps in for the second pitch. Delivered a little low and inside this time. 2-0. Steps in. Ball way outside this time. Catcher was able to get a glove on it. 3-0 for Hill here. I'd imagine she's taking all the way. Ball four, doesn't matter. She has a little question of whether she'd walked or not. Ump says that's four. She takes her base. So the leadoff hitter for the Tigers is on. That's always a plus. And Lynn County, let's call a little conference here on the mound. Well, I guess the mound isn't the correct term because they meet in front of the mound. Their rubber is about 20 feet in front of the boys, 15. Anyway, the whole infield and catcher is congregated around the coach. They get some words of wisdom, and the meeting's over. I don't know what was said, but I'm sure it was informative. Elsie, meanwhile, was talking to Coach Williams, got her information, and steps in, ready to bat. Nobody out. One runner on, first base. Elsie shows bunt. I believe that went right between her legs and foul. That's pretty impressive to put one between your legs. Strike one for Elsie. Get some new advice and is ready to bat again. Shows bunt, pulls back, called strike. Now Hill gets too far off the base and was very fortunate that the throw went astray and went out into the right field, or else she would have been gone, setting dead duck. However, Tigers get another break, and it goes into right field. Hill's still on first base. Elsie bats with a 1-2 count. Elsie steps in now. Pitch on its way. High. She smacks it anyway. Oh, gosh. Hill was running to second base. And the second baseman fielded it about the same time Hill arrived to that spot. As the second baseman turned to tag Hill, she tripped her in the process. Hill fell down, and then the throw went to first and got Elsie, too. They called it a double play. I don't know if the tag was ever applied to Hill. I suppose it also could be called the runner's interference because she was interfering with the play, but she got the worst end of the deal there. Meanwhile, Scudder steps in, takes a ball one, and then swings at strike one, getting ready for the third pitch. Scudder was just behind that last one, or else it would have been driven about as far as that hit last inning for the Mustangs. She does not fail to connect up on this pitch and slides in for a double. Left fielder had it bounce between her legs and fumbled around with it for a little bit before she got it in, and Scudder was able to get to second on it. So the Tigers have two out life here with a runner on second and Rusk up at the plate. She takes some signals from Williams and steps in. But not before Comp runs out and is going to pinch run again for Scudder. Collops on second now, and Rusk is up, shows bunt, pulls back, takes ball one. Looks out, gets a few signals, still thinking about it, walks back up to the plate. Takes ball two, 2-0, two out for the Tigers, down 3-1. Tigers need to cross this run, definitely still be a one-run game. Rusk looks at strike one on the outside corner. She's unfaded, steps back in, hits this one right back to the pitcher. The pitcher pauses for dramatic effect and then throws the first and gets Rusk through by two full steps. So after three, it's 3-1 in favor of Linn County. Well, here we go. We're going to start the fourth inning now. Number 30 is up for the Linn County Mustang. Fouls it back on the third base side. Corralled by a raging fan. Strike one for Scudder and Bashir. She gets set. Whips another one in there. Tardy on the swing is number 30 for Linn County. Strike two. That was just hard heat. She steps in, wants another one. Oh, Scudder goes with some kind of floating pitch that it never got down for, and ball one. She whips another fastball in there, outside ball two. 2-2 count here on number 30. She steps in, calls time, steps back this time a little, and is able to put a little aluminum on it. Hits it down the right field line. It's going to be foul, and Reeves and Harrison couldn't get things connected there, and the ball fell between them. So, number 30 has new life. Feels lucky that she didn't get out. Ready to swing again. Sometimes those come back to hurt the defensive team, not being able to get them out. Oh, might have just cursed us again. This ball's hit out to deep left, and Hill makes an outstanding catch out in left. Arm twisted the way it's not supposed to be twisted, and she catches that ball, one out for the Tigers. Beautiful catch there by Hill. Number 35's up. I believe she got on last time. Got a single. This time she hits it down the left field line. Fouled by 10 feet. Mills was unable to get to it and catch it before it hit the ground. Clarkson puts her mask on. Scudder steps on the mound, and we're ready to go again. She whips another one in. This one's hit up on the left side. Foul ball. Strike two. 0-2 count, one out for the Tigers. Balls are being bombarded onto the field of play now. The ump collects all of them, and we're ready to continue the at-bat here for number 35. This time she fouls it straight back. She has progressively gotten less bad on each pitch. That's a good sign for Scudder in this pitch. Holy. Number 35 is being pulled. Number 20 is going to come into the... I am not for sure what is happening here. She's pulled number 25 out. And number 20 comes up and acts like she's going to bat for her. No. No, what's happened is 20 was supposed to be batting in front of number 35. And so, number 20 is called out, and I believe, if I remember right, number 35 is able to finish the at-bat with the two strikes he already has. So we go from having one out and two strikes to having two outs and two strikes, being one strike away from getting out of this inning. The Tigers have had many fortunate breaks for them and still are down 3-1. Scudder steps in now with a new vote of confidence, and she fires ball one to the bat, to the batter. Probably a little loose. She hadn't been thrown for a little bit. She gets ball two in there. She's going to regain her form here for strike three, I'm sure. 2-2 count on 35. Oh, ump calls no pitch, and it's okay because Scudder was trying to hold on. And we have now been informed that it's just one out. So after all the excitement, it's just one out, and now we're down to a 2-2 count. Well, I didn't think the Tigers were this lucky. Fouled straight back again near the concession stand. In fact, it hits the shack. 2-2 count still. And just one out again. Fouled down the left side again. Rolls up the hill. And ump has run out of balls again. I don't know how many foul balls there have been during this game that have gone out of the field. Scudder gets a new ball ready to go again. 2-2 count. One out again. Just one out. Fouled back again. I'm venturing to say we're on the upwards of 30 foul balls in this game so far. I think the leadoff hitter had five to start the game. That was Hill in the bottom of the first. This time, 35 lines it out over Elsie at short. Hill picks it up and fires it back in. So after all that excitement, 35 reached base in order and is going to need a courtesy runner. Number 27 is going to come in and run for number 35. One out again, just one out. After giving us the excitement of two outs, we were back to one, and now they have a runner on first. And number 20, who tried to come into the at bat for 35, and mass confusion happened. Now she comes up, offers out a bunt. In fact, I think she foul tipped it. The ump's going to say she did not foul tip it, and the runner advances on the throw from Clarkson. Was not able to throw her out, so runner on second now. 0-1 pitch is taken high, ball one. 1-1 count now, runner on second, one out. Tony steps in again. Scudder goes into the windup, fires one in right off the plate for number 20. Scudder fields, throws to first, gets her, and advances the runner to third. So now there is two outs, as we thought we had 10 minutes ago. Now there is officially two outs. And we're ready for number 28 to step in. Takes ball one, little low from Scudder. Oh, Scudder with the second pitch of the at-bat hits her. And fortunately for number 28 in Lynn County, it got her right in her sliding pad, so that cushioned the ball's piercing throw. Oh, Scudder, she can really rip it in there, especially from 45 feet. Now the next batter lines out. Elvie makes a good catch to end the inning. After all that, the Tigers come out and only got three outs, I guess. It could be argued that we had four. I don't know if the order was right or not. It doesn't matter. They didn't give up any runs. After 3.5, it's 3-1. Reeves is going to come up to bat here in the bottom of the fourth inning for the Tigers. She has the only RBI of the game for the Tigers tonight. Takes pitch one outside, ball one. She steps in and takes ball two outside. Oh, offers it. probably ball three. It was drifting outside. Good-looking pitch there by the pitcher, number 30 for Lynn County. 2-1 count. She throws this one down the right field line. Couldn't have placed it any better, but foul. Looked good at the start. Drifted foul on her. Now steps up with a 2-2 count. Can afford no zero errors here. She lines it right through the third baseman's legs. Right through the wicket there for Reeves. Reeves is officially 1-for-1 now. The last at bat wasn't an official at bat with the RBI sac fly. So she reaches first. And Clarkson comes up, pretends to tie her shoe to buy a little time. Gets the signs and is now finished with the shoe tying. Steps in with a runner on first. Bottom of the fourth, they're down 3-1. Shows bunt, pulls back, takes ball one. Reeves lingers off the base and now comes back. Pitch two's being prepared by the pitcher as Williams gives Clarkson some instructions. She offers at a bunt this time and fouls it off. Sounded like it hit the nub of the bat. Not the correct bunting form by Clarkson. Usually use the meat of the bat to bunt. One count now for Clarkson. Calls time. Get you prepared. Take strike two. Outside and low. Looked like a ball, but it was called strike two. 1-2 count for Clarkson. Pitches on its way. She swings and fouls it right off the catcher's knee equipment. 1-2 count. Wipes her hands off. Digs in. Ready for the pitch, and it's inside and low. Reeves is lingering off the base again. Boy, the old Lady Tigers have trouble getting back to the base after the pitch has been thrown. Reeves is lucky. She slides back in safe. 2-2 count here for Clarkson. She drills this one into that gap out in left center. Center fielder does a good job getting to it and cutting it off, throwing it back in. Clarkson with the single. There's now runners on second and first. Reeves is on second. Clarkson on first. Nobody out. Mills is up now for the Lady Tigers. Steps towards the front of the plate. Shows bunt, but pulled it back. Doesn't have to as the ball gets away from the catcher. Both runners are able to advance. Reeves is now at third. Clarkson's at second. Tigers are looking mighty good here. Bottom of the fourth inning. Nobody out again. Ball one to Mills. Pitch comes out. Shows bunt, pulls it back, and the pitch is called to strike. 1-1's a count. Ball two. 2-1 now on Mills. Last pitch was in the dirt. Mills here with a great RBI opportunity. Runners at second and third. Nobody out. Infield is playing in. She shows bunt again. Pulls back. Reeves strays off the base again and is able to get back before they tag her out. Base running is a mighty critical part of scoring runs, and the Tigers kind of scoff at it and play around on the bases and stuff. Oh, my. Mills lays down a perfect bunt. Reeves is caught in a rundown. She's tagged out. Clarkson's in bad shape. Gets to third on the play. Mills is now wandering over to second. She gets in a rundown. Clarkson's headed to home. They throw to the catcher. She's out before she gets to home. And the Tigers have successfully blown a great opportunity to score runs. Two outs. Now a runner on first. My, what a turn of events. We went from having second and third to note with nobody out. Mills laid down a perfect bunt, and just as The third baseman had picked up the ball, turned to throw to first. The catcher yells, here, here, here. And they were able to get Andrea Reeves in a rundown. And then they were able to take her out. And, oh, while this was going on, Clarkson was not for sure what to do, so she was wandering between second and third. She was able to get to third successfully. Meanwhile, Mills had crossed first, was running towards second, trying to get there and have second and third with only one out. And while she was doing that, they threw over, got her in a rundown. And meanwhile, while that was going on, then Clarkson tried to score from third, and she got gunned out at home. And Mills was forced to stay back at first. And now Mills is caught off at first base, wandering around. Just like I said, the Tigers could not afford to do. They've squandered the whole fourth inning. It's 3-1 now, top of the fifth. Very discouraging base running for the Tigers. Well, Brashear comes back out to field this time. The whole team looks pretty well deflated, as they should be. It was not a very impressive bottom of the fourth inning for the Tigers. Ample opportunity to score runs, squandered. However, on a positive note, they're still only down two runs as they come out to the field here in the top half of the fifth. And just as I say that, the first batter for Linn County hits one just inside the right field line. And it has enough spin on it to trickle out and get away from Carmen Woods, who's now entered the game. And she chases it for a little bit, finally gets it back in and gets it to second, but was not in time to get the runner out. So runner on second with nobody out. And number 25 comes up for Linn County. She tries a running bunt, was unsuccessful, fouled it off. She tried that running left-handed. Now she's going to turn around, bat right-handed. Swing and pop one out to right field. Well over the head of Woods. And going to score the runner from second, and she waltzes in with the triple. So the floodgates have been opened, and everything's falling apart now for the Tigers. It went from bad base running to bad defense in a hurry. So Scudder corrects herself here, gets strike one right down the middle on number 23, who is a pure left-handed batter. Nobody out. Runner on third takes a swing at strike number two, unable to connect. 0-2 count here on number 23. Nobody out for the Tigers. Runner on third. Tigers play this number 23 to hit a little to the left as Hill's shading the left side. This one's popped straight up. Clarkson is unable to catch it. It hits it right in the glove and it bounces out. Tigers are giving the old Mustangs plenty of opportunity to get another run here. Clarkson dropped that one right in front of me here. Anyway, 0-2, she fouls another one off. Yet another foul ball. I bet we're up to 40 at least foul balls in this game. This one's able to stay inside as it hits the backstop, but batters are getting around on it, just not with the right height and missing. Now Clarkson misses it and throws it into Scudder, who applies the tag, but not before 25's feet hit the new home plate. It's kind of a rude awakening for that home plate here, Brashear. But anyway, the run scores. It's now 5-1. I'm getting ahead of myself here. 23 steps in now. 0-2 count. She hits it right up, and Kelsey is unable to make the play. Probably should have been fielded there by Kelsey. Then a bad throw is thrown in for Woods. She throws it over the head of Elsie right in the second base. Everything's falling apart here for the Tigers. They need to regroup. They're still only down four runs. They need to regroup. They can win this thing. Runner on first. Strike one. Strike two, excuse me. Oh, it was just strike one. Scoreboard operator here malfunctioning. She bunts it and Scudder fields it. Makes a throw that goes a little errant, and Reeves couldn't catch it. It could have been caught, but it would have been a tough catch around the runner. All was happening right at the place, right at the same spot, the runner and the ball met. Meanwhile, Reeves tried to pick off the runner from second, who had, I guess it was the runner at first at the start of the play, advanced to third on that, and the ball got away, and then the runner that should have been out at first made it second. So second and third with nobody out here in the top of the fifth inning. Strike one is taken by number 30 of Linn County. The old Tigers need some heroics here to get out of this inning without having any more damage. Ball two, or ball one, excuse me, one and one's count. This one's hit into play. Scudder fields it, throws to first, gets her out. Runs coming home. She is safe before Reeves can return the ball back to Clarkson in time for the tag. She slides in underneath Clarkson. And the runner from second advanced to third. So runner at third, one out, 6-1. Here we go. 35 comes in for Linn County. The lefty. She drills one right back up the middle. Caught by Kelsey. Throws over to get the wandering base runner for Linn County, but was unable to do so as number 31 made it back to Linn County. So two outs. Good catch there by Kelsey. And if the Tigers are lucky, they'll be able to get out of this thing without giving up the runner on third base. Now, after the runner is number 31, the batter slash runner has made it all the way to third base, they decide to put in a pinch runner. Number 36 comes in to run for. And number 29 comes up and he's telling the ump what's happening. They're all laughing. The coach comes up, makes sure everything's told right. They get ready. Number 29 is the new batter. She steps in. Scudder looks like she's ready to make the pitch. Two outs. Top of the fifth inning. Tigers are down 6-1. Here comes a pitch. Strike one right down the middle. Beautiful shot there by Scudder. She turns around. Scudder does. Gets ready for pitch number two. Fires in there. Strike two, swung on and missed by 29. She was probably a foot off that pitch. She digs in, ready for another Scudder offering. It was strike three, dropped by Clarkson, makes a bad throw to first base. The ball squirts through, and number 29 reaches as 36, the pinch runner, crosses home plate. Oh, when things go bad, they go really bad. Runner now, number 29 on first base, as 28 comes in and bat. Ball gets away from Clarkson, and 29 is able to advance to second. So, two out, runner on second. 7-1 is your score. Tigers are down. Scudder gets ready. Fires the second pitch in. Ball two. There's probably two or three, four times Tigers could have been out of this inning, yet it lingers on. Ball three. Scudder may be getting a little tired. I know Tuesday night she went 11 innings. This one's hit right back to Andrea Reeves at first. She collects it, steps on first base, and finally puts an end to this inning. Four runs on the inning. It's now 7-1. Tigers better recollect and get some runs here in the bottom of the fifth. Well, Linn County is ready to start the bottom of the fifth as they are pumped after scoring four in the bottom of the in the top of the fifth. Tigers look a little down. In fact, they're so down they haven't got a batter out of the dugout yet. This is hurting the pace of the game here. Finally, looks like Looks like Woods is going to come up for her first at bat. She entered the game for Harrelson back in the third inning, I believe. She steps in for her first at bat. And she promptly hits one down the left field line. Just beyond the base, it drops foul. Third baseman was going for the over-the-shoulder catch. Couldn't get it done, luckily for the Tigers and Woods. And she's ready to go again. 0-1 count on her. Ball two. It was head high. Number 30 gets ready to deliver. Ball two. I think I misspoke earlier. It was ball one. Pitch two. Now it's ball two. 2-1 is a count. Delivers inside this time and in the dirt. 3-1. Woods has worked a good count here. And he can be selective on this pitch. Pitch comes in just a little low, and she'll trot on down to first base. Well, the leadoff hitter's on for the Tigers again, but if I remember right, that happened last inning, and things went south for us. But maybe we can change things around here. Kelsey comes up now for the Tigers. She's going to bat left-handed. That means it's going to be a running bunt, I believe. Swinging bunt. I don't know. Something like that. She turns and offers at it, and strike one. She's going to stay in bat left-handed again. Runner on first. We're going to try to run him running you. She thinks about it. Takes ball one. 1-1's a count. Meanwhile, Woods keeps lingering off the base again, getting closer and closer to second with each pitch. Pitcher gets ready. Goes to the windup. Bunted by Kelsey. Kelsey takes off down the line, and she is out. Woods now makes an attempt to go to third. She better be happy with second, because she would have been toasted if she'd tried that. So the Tigers have successfully moved the runner over to second, and that'd be a nice thing if the lead was still 3-1. You know, you play small ball, but here the Tigers need big hits, and they need them in a hurry. And maybe he'll be able to start things off for us. Runner on second. We need to start getting some runners to cross the plate. Hill turns around, offers out a bunt. I think they say she pulled it back. At any rate, it's a strike right down the middle. If she had any intentions on bunting, that was a good pitch to do so. Into the windup again. She takes ball two. Ball one. Pitch two. I'm getting confused. Scorekeeper reminded me here. 1-1's a count. Hill hits it right back to the second baseman. Second baseman throws over and gets her out and advances Woods on the play. But like I said earlier, the Tigers need more than one run. They need six just to tie. So this small ball isn't going to get the job done unless we play 11. Maybe they're still thinking 11 innings like they did last game. Anyway, Elvie's up now. Runner on third. Two out. Good RB opportunity here for her. Takes ball one. And Woods is getting a little too far off the base. Throw down. Checks her. She got back by plenty, but I don't like the wandering around on the base pass as it cost us last inning. Elsie smacks one foul. And it gets out of play, but Gracious fan throws it back in. 1-1's a count. Two outs. Bottom of the fifth, runner on third, ball two. The catcher fakes Woods back to third. 2-1 count, bottom of the fifth, down 7-1. Pitch comes in high. They throw down, and she was safe by plenty. In fact, the tag was never applied. 3-1, Elsie can be selective with this pitch. She steps in high in the batter's box. Takes a strike right down the middle. Probably should have offered it that. She had the option being 3-1 count, but now she's pressured into if it's close, she has to defend. Pitcher goes into a windup. On the way, well outside and high. Brings up Scudder. First and third, they're getting a run down, and they tag Woods out. Terrible, terrible play for the Tigers. Third out without ever letting Scudder get into the box and get ready to bat. After five, it's 7-1. This cutesy play doesn't work here. Down 7-1. Now if you're down by one, you might mess around with that stuff and try to get one back and try to be able to climb back that way. But when you're down by five or more, or really three or more, you have to, you can't mess around on the base pass and get thrown out just by trying to cheat the system. And it's cost the Tigers dearly. They're down now 7-1, top of the sixth inning. Last warm-up pitch has been thrown by Scudder, and we're ready to start. Lincoln County is going to send out number 32. She walks up with a 7-1 lead in the top of the sixth. Pitch one on its way. Ball just a little low. Pitch two is a strike. 1-1 count on 32 from Lynn County. Ball just inside. 2-1 on number 32. Scudder gets back and gets set. Ready to rock and fire now. Ball three. Three consecutive. There's a strike mingled in. 3-1. Pitch on the way. Right down the middle. Good pitch by Scudder. Full count for number 32. Clarkson sets up high and outside, and Scudder got the outside part right. Probably off by about 4 inches. That was ball four, so they have a leadoff runners on for Lynn County again. 7-1. Ball bounces in front of the plate. Clarkson corrals it, but not before number 32 is able to get to second base. So runner on second. 1-0 count on number 26, who turns around now after taking the first pitch ball. Batting left-handed, she's going to turn around bat right-handed. Maybe she's going to do the running bunt thing, but after the runner made it, it wasn't necessary. So, anyway, she took pitch number two, a strike, and she hits it right through the gap between short and third, and Mills bobbles it a little, but was unharmed because the runner was not able to score. It's first and third, nobody out for the Mustangs. 25 steps in, gets a few signals, well, maybe a lot, a full 30 seconds worth. Steps back in now, Scudder throws it in there, and it's a bunt attempt by 25, fouled off. For one count. I was questioning that myself. I think she might have stepped out on the bunt offer that time. Ump redraws it, so there's no confusion as to where the line is, and she tries it again. This time she pulls back, and it takes ball one. 1-1, and the third base coach is not happy. The first base runner was supposed to be going on the pitch. Now the defense can adjust. She's going. Throw down to third. That's probably a safe play for the Tigers. And the runner is now at second. Everybody in the park knew what was coming, and they executed. 2-1 the count. 25 steps in, runners on second and third. Fouls one straight back. And when I say straight back this time, I mean straight back. Hit the backstop right in the center. 2-2 count. Second and third, nobody out. This one is driven into right field. Back is Woods. Woods makes a good catch, but will not get the relay home in time to get the runner from third. However, the runner from second is tagged out at third base. It was a nice relay from Woods to Reeves, and Reeves knew she didn't have a chance at the runner at the plate, so she turned around, fired to third, and got the runner there. executed well there by the Tigers. 8-1 now, but two outs on the same play isn't bad. Foul ball by 23 is driven right down the edge of the fence on the right side. She is a left-handed batter. I think she's a pure left-handed batter, not in there to bunt. Takes ball one outside. 1-1 is the count. Driven straight back. Foul ball, that's 1-2. Calls time, steps in, now Scudder delivers. Hit straight up the middle, fielded by Hill out in center. Thrown back in, it's a solid single there by 23. Nice hit. 31 comes up now. Right-handed batter for the Mustangs. Supposed to have her head on it when she bats with two outs and a runner on first. Ball outside by Scudder. Perhaps a pitch out? Yeah, probably not. Scudder comes in. Fire, strike one. 31 was probably a good 2 feet off of that one. It was a nasty pitch by Scudder. Ball two is outside. 2-1. Two out, 8-1, top of the sixth inning. Fires it right back up the middle, past Scudder, just couldn't get her glove down quick enough. And so another hit right down the middle. First and second now for the Mustangs. Number 30 comes up to the plate. Seems like she bats every other time for the Mustangs. She takes ball one high. Steps in, calls time, digs in, now ready to go. Scudder fires it right down the middle. Beautiful pitch. Next pitch on the way, driven in the deep left. Mills goes over and jumps up, and it's over her glove. That's going to clear the bases. Bases clear, triple. She thinks about going to fourth and is now caught in the rundown. Sheena gets her in the rundown, and she's tagged out at home by Clarkson, who is rolled after being in a collision with runner number 30, who had laced one down the left field line. Had the triple and took two out of a turn at third, but still got two RBIs on the play. Tigers did get the out, but go into the bottom of the sixth down 10-1. Scudder is going to lead off the bottom of the sixth for the Tigers. Down 10-1, we need to put together a heck of a rally. Catcher wipes off home plate, the new home plate, and we're ready to go. Pitcher delivers, laced in the center field by Scudder, corralled by the center fielder, and a solid single there for Scudder to lead off the inning. That's a start we need. Russ comes up now. Runner on first is now Collip as they pinch run her. Needs to tuck her jersey in, but is now ordered to. Does so. And when she gets all the frills done, we're going to go. Here we go. Rusk is ready. Pitcher is ready. Pitches on the way. She shows up, pulls back, taken for a ball. 1-0 is the count, runner on first. Pitch two's on the way. Offered that. And taken as a strike. I was blinded by the catcher, but they threw down and Collip was apparently back safe as she got a little too far off again. Offered at this time and fouled straight back over the catcher's head. Runner still on first. Rusk still here, down 1-2 in the count. 31. No, it's 30 again. Still pitching for him. Could have had the play at second, but opted to go to the safer one at first and got Rusk. But Rusk advances the runner to second. So with one out, the Tigers have a chance to score. Reeves comes up, the only RBI of the game for the Tigers. Ready to punch another one in. She takes strike one on the outside corner. Whipped a little farther outside. She gets back in here and fouls the second one off the end of the bat. Just in front of Clarkson, who's warming up over in the on-deck circle. Ball almost hit her. Pitches on its way. Swung on and missed by Reeves. Two outs for the Tigers. Clarkson walks up, covered in dirt from head to toe. That's a catcher's life, always dirty. I think all of it came from the collision she had last inning. Last half inning, actually. Anyway, she takes ball one outside and high. 1-0. Ball two comes in, almost hits her, bounces before it gets there. She's taking some signals, and actually, Ashley Collip is getting some verbal advice over on second base. And Clarkson steps in now, ready to hit away. She takes a strike right down the middle. One of the best pitches I've seen all night. Beautiful pitch. It could have been a little outside, I suppose, but it was definitely a strike. Pitch two is on the way, about the same location. Clarkson fouls it off. 2-2. Collip gets ready to run over on second. She takes off, and it hits Clarkson right in the foot. She tried jumping to get out of the way, but she could not do so, and gets pounded right in the foot. And Mills comes up to bat and is ordered back to the dugout in favor of Stephanie Linhart, I believe, is going to get the call. Our call to the dugout is brought to you by Pepsi Bottling Company. Although you cannot drink Pepsi bottles in school until after 1:30 now. Linhart attaches her face mask and she is ready for the snap. I mean the next pitch. She's a lefty. Comes up, fouls one straight at me, a little high. 0-1. Linhart seems pretty appreciative of the opportunity to play here. Takes a few good hacks and is ready to go again. Pitches in there, outside ball. They throw down to first, and Clarkson makes it back with ease. She was not lingering too far off. First and second, two out, 1-1 count here for Linhart. She takes the next one high and outside. Ball two. Next pitch is in the windup on the way and strike. Good pitch there by number 30 of Linn County. Wainhart's got a 2-2 count now. In the windup on the way and she drills it out to center field. And the center fielder makes a catch, though. It was one of the best hits for the Tigers. It was a solid contact there by Linhart out to center field. However, the center fielder for Linn County camped under it and made the catch, ending the Tigers' hopes of scoring in the bottom of the sixth. After six, it's 10-1 in favor of Linn County. Well, we already start the top half of the seventh inning now. Number 35, who's been a pretty good hitter for the Linn County Mustangs tonight. I'd say she's reached base two out of three times. I don't have the statistics right in front of me, but that's my gut feeling. Takes ball one. drives the second pitch out to deep left, and it's cut by Mills. Good catch there by Mills. Camps under it, two hands, just like the fundamentals are supposed to be used. Tony Nine comes up now for Lynn County. Steps in, couple of practice hacks. Takes strike one right on the inside corner. She was backing out as it was entering. Gets ready for the second offering, and she grounds it to Shayna Rusk at third. Shayna picks it up, and the scoop cannot be made by Rusk, by Reeves, but she had to come almost off the base just to get to where the hop was going to be at. So I think that could be scored E5. And runner advances to second on the wild throw. One out, runner on second. Number 28 up for Lynn County. Ball low. 1-0 now. Pitch number two is high, ball two. Next delivery is right down the middle. I mean, when they show the K-zone at ESPN, we don't have the technology here, but that would be right dead center of the picture. Next pitch wasn't, though. It was ball three. 3-1 now. 28 for Lynn County. Can be a little picky with this pitch. She could have swung at that one and still been applauded for not being too picky, because it was another beauty. Strike two, full count now. Ball four. Setting up the double play, not a bad idea. Runners at first and second now, one out. 32 comes to bat for Lynn County. Scudder doesn't mess around, gets first pitch in low, ball one. Gets ready, goes into the windup, and pitch number two's on its way. Swung on and missed, strike one. 10-1, top seven, it's 1-1, one out. Next delivery's high, ball two. Next pitch is right down central again, strike two, 2-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. She goes to take her seat as number 26 comes up for the Mustangs. She hits it right down the third base side. Rusk tags out the runner before she gets to third. Heads up play there by Rusk. Instead of messing around with throwing to first, she just goes directly to her base and tags out the runner. She didn't get there in time to step on the base, but who cares? It's an out anyway. 10-1 to score after 6.5. Tigers need 9 to tie. We're ready to start the bottom half of the 7th inning. Tigers need 9 just to come back here. Woods swings at the first one. A little tardy on the swing, and the catcher catches it. Foul tipped. Strike 1. 0-1's the count. Woods steps back in. A little far in the batter's box. This one bounces in. Ball 1. Williams gives her the instructions to scoot up in the box. And next pitch is delivered. She pokes it cue ball style right out to the second baseman. And beats out the play. Good job there by Woods to hustle all the way. And the little cue ball spin helped her out as it died right after it hit the dirt. Second baseman had to run in on it to make the play. She was able to reach first. So Tigers get the leadoff hitter. That's what they need. They need all the base runners they can get and then some. Haley Kelsey comes up for the Tigers now. Hits one, a little looper over the second baseman. It cue balls out towards right field. Woods is able to touch second and go around to third. Oh, she's going to run down. She's going to be safe. Oh, the third baseman could not apply the tag. They had her. All she had to do was reach down and tag, and she kind of bobbled around a little. Now the old the coach for Lynn County is not pleased at all. She brings the whole team in and is going to have a discussion on the mound. Meanwhile, Haley Kelsey reached second base. Second and third now for the Tigers as Hill's up. Hill's going to get a hit, I'm sure, to drive him in. Lynn County coach is having a lengthy talk with him. She's saying, all we need, girls, is three outs. Now she walks off in disgust. And Hill gets prepared to bat with nobody out, runners on second and third. Takes a couple of quick hacks, steps in the box, and is ready to go. Well, not quite. Now she's ready to go. Okay, here we go. Nobody out. Second and third, down nine. Take strike one on the inside corner. Now she steps back in, ready to go after a couple of hacks. She's ready to go now. Ball bounces in there. Woods thinks about going in. Probably makes a wise decision on not going. No use risking it out here. We still need nine. Hill flexes her muscles and is steps in the batter's box, ready to go again. Takes ball high, 2-1. Hill's ready to go again. Steps in, about straddling the plate here. Pitcher makes it to the rubber, winds up, delivers the pitch. Hill drives it back up towards the shortstop and is going to be able to reach first safely. Nice shot by Hill, hustling all the way again. That's two infield hits that the Tigers have been able to beat out here. 10-2 now. Tigers are starting to mount the comeback. First and third, Elvey comes up. Nobody out. Elvey steps in the back of the batter's box. That's a good decision by Elvey. Gets ratios bunt, pulls back, takes strike. Hill makes it to second, though. Well, that was her job, draw the infield in and let Hill get there. Now that she is, she needs to step up and drive him in. 0-1 count on LZ, nobody out. Drives it right to the second baseman. Hill is able to make it back to second base before the second baseman can get there and force her out. So one out now, runners at second and third. Tigers still have a chance to come back. Scudder's going to come up. Scudder comes up, takes ball one high. They throw back down, a little monkey business on the bases again, but Haley Kelsey makes it back. 1-0 count for Scudder. 10-2. Tigers are starting to come back, but I just hope they can do it before they get the second and third out of the inning. Scudder gets ready, pitches in there, takes it for a strike. Nice looking pitch there. Scudder looks a little upset with herself for taking it. She's ready to go now. Pitch delivered. She smokes it, but foul down the left field line. And out of play. 1-2 count now on Scudder. Got to protect. The fielders for Lynn County get reset, and before they even got planted and ready to go, the pitch was delivered. Ball two. 2-2 now. Now they're kind of coming back to life after being shocked to death with that pitch. The fielders are, and ball three is delivered. So full count here on Scudder, second and third, one out. Down eight. Scudder takes the full count pitch and pops it straight up, caught by the third baseman. And the game seems to be drawing towards an end here. The darkness is coming ever so closer. Down eight, runners at second and third, two outs now. Russ can still get us a little closer here. Oh, strike one. Russ kind of was stepping out towards third base and swung at that. And I believe if she'd taken a straight step towards the pitcher, she could have hit that ball, but it was a strike. She took strike two on the inside part of the plate. Hill was way off the base for the Tigers. She got back, though, and next pitch is on its way. Ball, it scoots away. Here comes Kelsey. Kelsey's going to slide in safely. Hill makes it to third. That makes it 10-3. The score is slowly becoming to look a little more respectable. 10-3 still isn't that great, but hey, you never know what's going to happen. Heart of the order's up. Rusk's up, followed by Reeves, and then next pitch on its way, Rusk hits a dribbler. She has the speed to beat it out. And it's a bad throw. The game continues as Hill crosses the plate. Well, it's 10-4. Runner on first. Reeves is up. Had the first RBI for the Tigers. She steps in with only a 6-run deficit now. First pitch on its way. Ball a little inside and low. Takes some instruction, steps back in. Takes a healthy cut as one disappears out of the zone. I've only seen that pitch a couple of times, but it works so beautifully for the pitcher. She ought to use it a little more often. Number 30 for Lynn County. She steps back in, takes the pitch, ball low, as Rusk runs to second. Second base now is occupied for the Tigers. And the batter wants to talk about it. Oh, no, catcher calls in the whole infield. They got a plan as Coach Williams talks to Andrew about how to hit this thing. 2-1's a count. The meeting's over on the mound. However, the meeting over in the third base coach's box continues. Now he's just done. She's going to walk back. 2-1 count. Hustles back into the batter's box and is ready to rip one somewhere. Pitch is delivered and she rips one straight backwards into the ground. Foul ball. 2-2's the count. Tigers down to the last strike. They were down to the last strike last time, and Russ continued the game. Here we go. Pitch in there, driven right to the second baseman. That concludes the game. 10-4 was the final. I'm signing off.